More Ebling and You on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
The club with his pants falling down, or the dance, that's a dream of romance.
Welcome back. Jack Ebling here with Scott Eckersley. Ebling and You, 1320 WILS. This theme music must mean it's time for Ken Glickman, our area arts and entertainment contributor, talking about everything happening in the music and theater scene this weekend. Hello, Ken. How are you?
I'm doing great, Jack. How are you doing?
Oh, just fine. How do you like your theme song?
I love it, man.
Well, you saw, what, four shows last week at Stratford?
Oh, I actually saw more than that. I saw six shows in 4 days.
Six shows.
And it was a lot, but you know what? It was really wonderful, and I really enjoy Stratford. I wanted to, you know, they have four theaters there, and a lot of people don't realize that. And and they have a new place called the Studio Theater, which only holds 218. Mm. And I wanted to see that. And the Tom Patterson holds about 500. And that has Jacques Brel, and I wanted to see Jacques Brel.
Mm-hmm.
And then the festival stage is the main Stratford stage, the one that everyone seems to know. Mm-hmm. And it's got the traditional Shakespeare thrust stage, but it's very large. It holds 1,800.
When did they add the last stage? I don't remember there always being four.
No, the studio stage, I believe, was around about 2003.
Okay.
And so it's really, I mean, you really get a real broad spectrum of theater now. I mean, it used to be just Shakespeare, but now,
right,
like, I saw a brand new play that was commissioned for them called King of Thieves. It's all about gangsters and mobsters, and people were wearing, you know, black tuxedos and fedora hats, shooting people all over the place, and it was a lot of fun. And that was in the Studio Theater. So there's all kinds of different avenues and different places to go there.
Ken, I remember back in when I was in school about a century ago, we would always take a field trip and go to Stratford, but that was from the Detroit area. How long does it take you to get there from Lansing?
You know, it wasn't bad, Jack. It's like going up north. It's exactly 200 miles, and depending on the bridge crossing, and we really didn't get, it took about a half an hour to cross the bridge coming back. You go over the Blue Water Bridge at Port Huron.
Right, Sarnia.
So it takes about 3.5 hours or so. It's really not bad. But I'll tell you, I had one of the great theatrical experiences I've ever had there, which was Christopher Plummer in The Tempest.
Hmm.
And Christopher Plummer is 80 years old, and The Tempest is about an old sorcerer who is about to retire, living on an island in the Mediterranean. He produces a tempest, a huge storm at sea. And, you know, Shakespeare people usually yell and spit out the words real fast,
right,
and it's sometimes hard to understand. And Christopher Plummer, at 80 years old, just made this character, Prospero, really made it a human character with one of great depth and great understanding, and it was magical. There was a lot of illusions, a lot of magic there, and it is sold out for the entire run.
When we talk about the season at Stratford, what is that?
Oh, it's much larger than what people think it is, much longer than what people think it is. It's 6 months long.
Hmm.
It goes from April through October. Now, not all the shows go for all the entire run. They come and go.
Right.
The Tempest goes until the end of September. And as I say, it's all sold out. Now, maybe it is possible to get a seat at the very last second, because it is the greatest Shakespeare I've ever seen. But I mean, there's a lot of great stuff. Kiss Me, Kate is there. Peter Pan, Evita. And I saw Dangerous Liaisons, which was a classic movie with John Malkovich and
right,
Uma Thurman, if you remember that.
Yes.
And to see that on stage is really something. You know, it's spectacular theater.
Well, if you talk about that much theater in one place, maybe the only place you could see more theater in a closer proximity is the Renegade Theater Festival. You want to talk about that this weekend?
Oh, what a segue. You are a pro. Yes, last weekend, they had over 2,000 people come to Old Town to attend more than 21 different offerings for a three-day event, and it was so busy that they are going to repeat one of their shows. It's the Peppermint Creek Theater Company presented a play called Dark Play, or Stories for Boys, and it's for adult audiences, and it sounds quite provocative. They are putting it on at a warehouse owned by Message Makers, Terry, mm-hmm. on the corner of Beaver Street and Turner. And I've seen it. They've sort of blocked out half of the warehouse and may have put a stage and lights, and it sort of looks funky. It sort of looks cool to have a play there. So they're going to have that. Let me see. I think it is Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
Okay. So this is the encore of the Renegade Theater Festival.
This is the encore, absolutely. Thursday through Saturday, 9 o'clock every night. There are no reserved seats, and it is free. So come early.
What does the Renegade Theater Festival do for love of theater, appreciation of theater, introduction of theater to a lot of people who do not normally go? They're not patrons.
Well, you know, it's a really interesting thing. I mean, it's like a taster's kind of thing, yeah, yeah. where you would go and have a morsel at each restaurant. Well, you walk down Old Town, and at every little the Creole Gallery or any of these small venues, there's a little play going on in each one of them.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they hold maybe 50 people. I think Creole Gallery might hold 100. Mm-hmm. And you go from place to place, and it really gives you a taste of some theater. And usually this theater is experimental theater, or it's brand new theater. Sometimes it's written by local playwrights,
right.
And it's always, always interesting. This is the fifth year for the Renegade, and I think people are really looking forward to it, which, again, Old Town is the center for this kind of edgy, artistic stuff. It's great.
Ken, as much as you love theater, you love music just as much, and the More. MSU professors of jazz performing, and a lot of people familiar with musician Henry Butler from New Orleans. And tell us a little bit about this presentation.
Well, you know, this is great because August is a funny time. August is a time when you're really starting to look at the seasons that are coming up. The season for the symphony and the theater season's coming up, and the music school always has a lot of great events. But this is the first event for all of the seasons, it looks like. It's September 1st at 7:30 at the Poussin Theater at Wharton. And the Professors of Jazz of Michigan State is really a great group. I've heard them several times. Diego Rivera is pretty much in charge of it. Rodney Whitaker, Randy Gillespie on drums. Sonny Wilkinson will sing there as well. And Henry Butler, who graduated from Michigan State in their jazz school, is coming back. He's quite a star today.
Mm-hmm.
And he's coming back to perform with the Professors of Jazz. You know, it costs $10 for adults to go there and $8 for seniors. I think this is about the best bargain you can get for a music presentation.
This is at the Poussin Theater?
The Poussin Theater, the small theater at Wharton Center.
Okay. This is 7:30 next Wednesday, right? 7:30?
That is correct. And it is, I think you can find it both on the MSU College of Music website or the Wharton website. I think it's available on both of those.
Scott, you're a music guy. You played in the Spartan Marching Band. You want to go to this? Okay. Well, we can get tickets. We can go over there and see the Professors of Jazz. You know, I just saw them on the Big Ten Network. They did a special, and each university has institutional programming. They have so many hours a year, and
yeah.
You know, they may do a thing on the dairy store, or they may do something on some aspect of each campus, and they did a thing on Michigan State being this jazz haven, and you really would not expect it in East Lansing, Michigan.
This is a new thing, Jack, and I remember the jazz program struggling for a long time at the College of Music. used to be called the School of Music. Now it's the College of Music at Michigan State. And Rodney Whitaker came in and sort of headed up the place, and it has been booming ever since. And those jazz concerts, the professors of jazz, it's a professional group. I mean, this is like a group you would hear in New York and Chicago. It's just, and Sonny Wilkinson, as you know, has one of these sultry jazz voices that, you know, is perfect for a smoky lounge or something. And so I think it's a great representation of what the music school has done over the years.
You know where Gumbo and Jazz is on Grand River Avenue?
I do, yeah. It's right there by Bell's Pizza.
Between Bell's Pizza and Tasty Twist.
It's okay. This little tiny place.
Yeah, and it is unbelievable. First of all, it has some of the best soup you will ever have anywhere. But Warm Daddy and his wife run the place, Wes Anderson, and they have these jazz presentations there, and it's really fun to go in there, and you see some of these pros, and they're just sitting there evaluating and critiquing, and the students now are up there performing, and it's one thing to mess up, but if you're messing up in front of Rodney Whitaker.
Yeah.
You got a problem. I mean,
who has played with everybody all over the place, mostly with Marsalis.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you, another great star in town is this Diego Rivera, who is an East Lansing High School graduate, mm-hmm. stuck around, got his degree from Michigan State, and now he plays in this Professors of Jazz, and he has his own group as well. And I heard him this summer at the East Lansing Solstice Jazz Festival, and he was phenomenal. And he composes, he writes, he heads up this group. He's just a great talent, and he's, he's one of our own.
Well, I'm going to get in touch with Kathleen Adams, and I guess I'll see you over at the Passant Theater next Wednesday.
I will be there.
Before that, though, we're going to talk on Monday and talk about Get a Job, right?
I'll be here.
Sounds great. Ken Glickman, Area Arts and Entertainment Contributor, Principal Consultant, Gilbert Tweed Associates. We'll be right back with much, much more. Ebling & You, 1320 WILS.